You're welcome.
What jumps out to you first and foremost that people, whether they're totally aware or not, ought to be aware of on February 24th about ballot measure 2 here?
Well, that is the day when possessing small amounts of marijuana becomes legal throughout Alaska. And I think most folks are generally aware of that. They also need to be aware that the Proposition 2 specifically prohibited using marijuana in a public place. So the what becomes legal doesn't necessarily mean you are going to be able to light up in public in Dillingham.
So that means possess and use primarily, I guess the intent is at your home or someone's home.
Anywhere that's not a public place, yes.
What concerns are you hearing so far about just the possession and use that you're maybe advising some of the communities you represent to be aware of at this point?
Well, the concerns are actually relatively few when it comes down to the personal possession and use aspect of Proposition number 2. The primary one I've heard raised has to do with folks that live in apartment houses and may have marijuana users next door to non-users, and whether there will be impacts of odor that create disagreements among neighbors.
Let me ask another question along these personal use and possession lines. If it's not in public and you have a bag of pot in your pocket when you go out to shop for groceries and you're stopped for any reason, are you in violation of the law?
Well, the current proposal, which has yet to be officially enacted at the state level, does sort of add marijuana to the open container concept when it comes to motor vehicles. There is going to be, I believe, under state law, probably enacted by February 24th, but maybe not. There is going to be a prohibition on carrying an open container of marijuana in an automobile, much as there is a prohibition on carrying an open bottle of beer or whiskey in an automobile now. So if you're wanting to stay strictly within the law, when you went out to drive on February 24, you would put your marijuana in the trunk of your car.
All right. One reason why I specifically wanted to speak with you today is that you've been helping advise communities a bit of what they can do as pertains to the other side of this law, which was the commercial sale of marijuana. And you brought that message to the Dillingham City Council this month. My take and what I'm hearing from around the state is that Dillingham and many communities are a little bit flat-footed right now on knowing what their options are and doing anything about those options. Maybe you can elaborate what you're seeing and what you're helping communities know they can or don't need to do based on their preference.
One of the primary messages I've been wanting to make sure that the communities I work with understand is that they do have options when it comes to commercial aspects of legal marijuana in Alaska. The Proposition 2 very specifically reserved to each community in Alaska the ability to prohibit some or all types of commercial components of marijuana, which would include growing, processing, and manufacturing, and retail stores.
What are you getting a sense of so far? Are communities considering this, or do they view it more? Are you getting a sense that some communities are viewing it as a potential tax revenue to allow for the some commercial aspect in their area?
No, I don't believe communities have gotten to that point of, you know, what are the tax revenue options available. I think what's happening throughout Alaska is that there are local discussions, whether it be in official city council meetings or informal town hall settings, in where elected officials are sort of reaching out to residents and trying to assess what is the desire of the folks that live in the community when it comes to commercial sales.
Well, it sounds like there are probably many discussions yet to be had, and there's another year to have these discussions and put something into place, correct?
Yes, about a year. The way the landscape works at the state level is that the November 24 is the next sort of significant deadline. By that date, there are supposed to be state regulations in place that would establish rules for applying for licenses or permits to conduct commercial operations.
Brooks Chandler is the attorney for the city of Dillingham. Brooks, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Dave.